how awareness creates. And this is Aratima. Awareness is who you are. Awareness is just that. And the aspect of manifesting and grounding and making something happen, we call that creating. And it's something we can perceive through our senses, through the experience of duality. There's I, and then there's something I created. Now, how does this really work? In the context of understanding awareness, who you are, more deeply, let's look at it, that you are a particular frequency, a particular vibration that is the manifestation on what your awareness resided, where your attention was and is, or in other words, what this awareness is filled up with. Let's say you are just like sky, infinite space. Awareness is just here. And then what it is filled with, what it is cluttered up with, is going to be solidifying, crystallizing, and coming into form. So you are coming into form through holding your awareness for a lengthy time, for a certain amount of time, until the molecules, you could say, begin to contract enough sufficiently so that they begin to bond and create a form, a shape. So the body that you are now embodying is your awareness dwelling, residing in a particular frequency level for a certain amount of time. And when you do it for a certain amount of time, it begins to coagulate, to become dense. And here you go, this body is manifested. Of course, we are very complex, and within this body, there are a tremendous amount of different things. Like in the sky, let's say you are this awareness, you are this infinite sky, and in that sky are different things, airplanes, balloons, clouds, and all kinds of things. Your body is also made of a lot of different things, liver and this and that and so forth. And there are also aspects of or points of disease. Let's say something is not functioning quite right. So awareness there has solidified in a faulty way. Your awareness was resting on a faulty attitude, a lower frequency, a faulty thought. Now, in order to change that, your awareness has to dwell on something else for a prolonged time. And that's what we do when we meditate. We actually allow ourselves to dwell for a prolonged time on nothing. We remove our attention away from all the things we've already manifested, all the ideas, all the thoughts, all the situations, the body, the emotions, because all that is past. Instead of continuing to dwell on it, which will continuously manifest it, it will freeze it, and it will also contract more and more, and vibration will actually lower, and it'll become more dense. It won't remain the same, because the law is that nothing remains the same in this universe. This is very important to understand. Nothing remains the same. So what we're doing when we meditate, we remove our attention, we dwell on the core, on that, on the suchness of existence, eternity itself. Now, in order to do that, and this is where we come to the conversation around power, is that you need to have a lot of energy, because if you don't have energy, it's going to be hard to remove your attention, to detach from what you're dwelling on, because you're manifesting, you're always in manifestation mode. In order to have a lot of energy, in order to actually shift what we say to a higher vibration so that your life is more pleasant, a more pleasant life equals a higher vibration, you want to be able to remove your attention from all that which isn't very pleasant. In order to gain a lot of power, we have to first of all know that we are actually not very powerful. We have to notice that without any anger and judgment, and then become wise and look at how do I actually waste my energy. And that's what we're going to basically clean up. And then we learn, of course, when we meditate, that we actually gain power through meditation and through the other exercise that is in this module. having a look at the entire areas of your life and look at where you're actually losing energy, and to plug those holes and then to create more energy. And then later you learn how to store energy as well. And of course, what to do with it. And what you can do with it is to right now use it in this, what we call New Earth time, in a very wise way. If you know that we are in an overall dissolution right now, you can see this is the end of a civilization, the way it was. And we are in a fragmentation time. Everything fragments more and more and more. There are more ideas, more groups that have different ways of looking at life, and everything is shifting and changing. Physically, people are moving by foot through space. Everything is developing in sciences very rapidly. And so you know that things aren't as crystallized anymore. We're in a dissolution time, in a Shiva time, not in a Lakshmi time where everything was very solid and it took quite a long time to change something. For most of the people that we know, things were pretty much steady and the same. And now there's a massive dissolution time happening. That means, now this is the important key, so, is that you are now manifesting faster. So there's two elements. The fact is that the times that we live in offer you things to happen very fast. And then you, with the knowledge that you have now that you need to manage your energy properly, and when you have a lot, you can direct where your awareness is supposed to reside. That will come into manifestation. So this is the great mastery that assists you to have a more pleasant life, and essentially also to realize that you are awareness itself, and that that is the only thing that never changes, and that that one can reflect itself through the mind and have experiences that are subtle, like thoughts and emotions, and also solid, more dense, like things and embodiments. So think for a moment what you would like to actually manifest. Would you like to manifest the realization that you are awareness itself, that you are eternity? Then you dwell on that always. You always have that. It's always sort of your second attention. It's always dwelling on that, because that's the powerful part. You always remain in that. But if the first attention is also dwelling on it for long periods of times, and whenever it's not distracted with worldly things that you have to do, then you go in the direction of manifesting yourself as the totality, which we call enlightenment. On the way there, you also are noticing that your attention has certain, let's say, low points. Let's say you're sick suddenly, or there's something in your life, like your finances aren't quite in order. You have like these little micro areas, micromanaging moments. So first of all, you acknowledge that you actually dwelled on that. You became that situation. You became your debt. You became your flu, whatever that was. And it might not be sort of in your personal own little space, but because as you get larger, the collective space is yours as well. So you as the collective space, the collective aura, is dwelling on, let's say, something unpleasant. Now, the bigger your aura is, the more power you have. And the goal is to continuously expand into more power, because life is a continuous evolutionary process. So you have to just accept and say yes, that I have to continue to gain power. There's no way around it. Either you expand into infinity, or you will contract into ultra matter, you could say, which is very, very unpleasant, painful beyond pain. So just saying, yes, I'm continuing to commit myself here. I commit myself to fully expand into the ultimate infinity, eternity that I am, and any other area in my life that is giving me trouble, I acknowledge that I dwelled and resided. I had thoughts. I was being something. I was being these emotions at the time, maybe before this life, doesn't really matter. But you're acknowledging that, yeah, this is what my awareness was dwelling on. Then you shift your attention to it. You're acknowledging it. And now you basically expand into greater possibilities. If you have power, you can shift your thought very deeply so that you're unconsciously and subconsciously really feeling this new thought that you want to replace it with the old unpleasant experience. And so you're inserting it, you then for a moment holding it like that. So basic manifestation guidelines are still apply. The difference is that in this new time, that things manifest very quickly because everything is very fluid, I would say fragmented rather, and you may want to watch where you dwell with your attention and what you really still believe in, where you have limitations, and also making sure that you are giving up all the areas where you lose energy, that you don't play around, because there's no time. Things are going to become more chaotic. It's almost like the waves of an ocean becoming, first they were gentle and kind of regular, and now everything is extremely irregular, and you don't really know what's going to come next. So you want to be in an optimum condition. You want to be like a true light warrior and always have your highest frequency at heart. So every day in the morning, in the evening, throughout the day, you are paying attention as a mystic what is happening within your awareness. That doesn't mean that we aren't informed and we don't take in information that is necessary. But it is quite a dance that you take in just that much that you can actually hold space for and balance out. If it helps you to become stronger, if it makes your energy go up, if you feel like you're losing energy and you're actually getting worse, then you stop that, you kind of back off and you do all the things that bring your energy up, whatever that is. Sometimes just lighting a candle, going for a walk, you know, all those simple things. But in the exercise, in the impeccability exercise, you will get some more ideas in all areas of your life where you are losing energy. So it is very exciting that who you are as awareness creates all the time. It is how you dwell. Where does your awareness reside? What is it filled up with? Because that's what you are. Because there's not, in reality, there isn't any duality. There's only oneness. So you are awareness in a certain shape. You could say your body is awareness, and elements have manifested in a particular configuration depending on the underlying thoughts. And there might be more air in it, more fire, more water, more whatever that is, or a bit more balanced for some people, whatever it is. But these are the underlying forces that are shaping or have shaped your body. And if you believe in it very strongly, they continue to shape your body. So in order to get even your body more balanced and more harmonious, again, meditation will balance you out. The other thing is also just simply the breathing of Soham, where you basically breathe in and out and you are using the silently the mantra that goes with it. When we say we breathe in and it's So, and then breathe out as Hum, and that you would be doing this quietly, like breathing in, out, and inside you would just say So Hum, So Hum, So Hum. Just you connect the sound to the breath. Very simple way of balancing the yin yang, the Idan Pingala, all the forces within yourself. So balance in itself, continuously coming into the center of all things, the middle way, as it said in Buddhism, is really the goal, because that's where the Kundalini ultimately is in union with Shiva, Shiva Shakti, electric magnetic. So that's just sort of, again, a little summary about how balanced or how imbalanced is your life. When you're imbalanced, the more pleasant you will feel. It's your internal balance and equilibrium that you want to seek. And in that, you then make good decisions in how to continue to upgrade your vibration. So enjoy creating and creating more beauty, more balance, more pleasantness, more wisdom, more greatness, and uncreate literally by removing your attention, your power, the fuel from the things that you don't like and you know they are not helping you. And you remove your attention from that and you shift. So in this power module, we learn to shift at will through the fuel that we accumulate and hold within ourselves, in our dantian, but literally everywhere. So enjoy and make a commitment to really embody the greatest that you can be.